Blog Talk Radio.
It's just one of those days when you don't want to wake up. Everything is a fuck, everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to justify ripping someone's head off. No human contact, and if you interact, your life is on contract. Your best bet is to stay away, motherfucker. It's just one of those days.
Welcome, welcome, my friends, to the show that never ends. So glad you could attend. This is General Gonzo S. Patton, and we are here to rip someone's head off. That's right. We are here to take on the liberal agenda. We are here to crush some liberal skulls and go bowling with some rhino heads. It is getting into the silly season. And it's time to wipe up the floor with those that would commit some treason. Yeah, brother, it is that time of year. So we are going to take on the liberals. We're going to wipe the floor with them as we move on and on to the break of dawn. And I'd like to let you know that today's show is being sponsored by rhinotracker.us. That's right. Tonight, we are brought to you by rhinotracker.us. When hunting the biggest names in rhinos, use rhinotracker.us. I'm not kidding, folks. It is the best website around for keeping track of what the rhinos are up to. And you know they're never up to any good. Look what's going on with Paul Ryan, Mr. F, when it comes to grading out as a conservative and what the rhinos are doing with that knucklehead right now. But that's not what we're here to talk about tonight. Oh, no, we're here to talk about how to deal with these liberals and these rhinos. We've got a guest call-in number, and the chat room is open, and I'll be watching it from time to time. But play nice when you're in there with each other. Keep your obscenities and extremities to yourself at all times. The guest call-in number is 347-857-1197. And for you liberals, we've got a special call-in number. It's 347-857-1197. Now, tonight, let's just get right to it. The great James Dellingpole once said, "Liberals have no sense of humor. Liberals have no facts on their side. Liberals are hypocrites. And God, being a conservative himself, hates liberalism at least as much as you do, which is why he created reasons 1, 2, and 3. So as you can see, we have a good reason to be inspired by the words of Mr. Dellingpole, for he understood liberalism for what it is, a mental disease. And we will enjoy poking fun of liberals, because liberals hate jokes. They hate clever quotes that illustrate how silly their beliefs are. And facts are to liberals as garlic is to a vampire. We're going to learn how to employ these wonderful things against liberals in the course of this brief show tonight. Unfortunately, we have 30 minutes and only 30 minutes. But we will be back to talk further in the future on this topic because, well, I don't like liberals any more than Mr. Dellingpole did. And I, too, have some ideas on the subject. So, let us dive right in. And let's remember what we talked about last week. Every day is a good day to annoy a liberal. Don't put it off until tomorrow. Get started today. Write out on index cards, I will annoy liberals every day. Put those cards in prominent places in your home, in your car, in your office. Place them in your bathroom mirror so you see them when you're shaving and preparing for work. Yeah, I know. That's something liberals don't know anything about. Put them on the visor in your car so that when you get in your car and you're driving to work and you're sitting in traffic, I know, going to work, another thing liberals don't know anything about. You can see it. You can remind yourself of it. Put it in your office computer monitor, at your workstation, wherever it is that you'll see it while you're at the place where you spend 6 months of your life just paying for government so that liberals can sit at home naked in beanbag chairs while playing World of Warcraft and eating Cheetos while writing on their blog for the Daily Kos. Ugh, what a waste of skins. And remember, whenever we speak to liberals, we must control the language. Always refer to chairman as just that rather than chair, chairperson, or chairwoman. Refer to fireman as just that rather than firefighter. Refer to policeman as that rather than police person. Conservative women are rather robust and sensible. They don't worry about PC language and the nonsense that's built into it. However, when trying to give offense, actress is perfectly acceptable, since liberal actresses take themselves way too seriously and prefer the term actor. But unless they possess a set of hang-down jingle jangers, they are not an actor. They're an actress. We have not become a unisex society at this time. We still have male and female gender roles, and no one can take that away from us. Trust me, the left is trying, but they cannot do it. Life's tough. Get a helmet. With winter fast approaching, it's always a great day to remind these whiners when it's cold outside and deploy our global warming fund. Remind every liberal that you see at every opportunity, brrr, it's cold. Makes you think we could do a little bit more with that damn global warming, don't you think? And then poke them hard in their ribs. Just emphasize how damn funny you are. Otherwise, there's a danger that they might not get it. Liberals are kind of slow, and they might not realize you're joking with them. On a day when it's kind of slow, and you don't have much to do, or it's your lunch break at the office, and you work near a mosque, don't hesitate to swing around to the local mosque with a pulled pork sandwich in one hand and a bottle of Coke or Pepsi in the other. When you go in, expect to be confronted by someone with a beard who seems distressed to have you there. And say, hey, look, I know you guys love death more than you love this stuff. Have a bite and a sip. You might change your mind. It's good stuff. Yeah, you're going to be asked to leave. You might even be called an Islamophobe. But this is your opportunity to remind them that there's no such thing as an Islamophobe. If Muslims really want to kill you, and since the Quran says that you must convert, become a slave, or die, you can't be phobic about that shit. It's what it is. Ask them if maybe, because they won't taste the lovely flesh of the pig and have a sip of your Pepsi or Coke, maybe, just maybe, they're really Christian phobes. And in the conservative war chest against liberal arrogance in the general disgustingness, there is a daisy cutter bomb that we can drop and create mass destruction at any time. It's completely devastating and unanswerable because it's true. Hitler was a national socialist. This means liberals who are socialists in all but name are Nazis. They're fascists, including admitted socialists and progressives like Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Should they question this, and they will, because it pisses them off, refer them to Jonah Goldberg's great novel, Liberal Fascism. Mr. Goldberg explains in that novel that the red in the Nazi flag represents communism. The person largely responsible for the common misconception that Nazism was a movement of the political right was Joseph Stalin. Why, may you ask? Well, Stalin wanted to hide the embarrassing truth of just how close it was to Soviet communism. The Nazis were no bigger on free enterprise and liberty than the Obama administration is. So do not let the admitted and avowed socialists in the election cycle get away with their bullshit. Deploy your daisy cutter at every opportunity, and using your weapon of mass destruction, lay waste to anyone who says that they're going to vote for one of these socialist, progressive Marxists, and do the reductioid Hitlerarian to them. You may have to explain once again that it is the red in the Nazi flag that represents the communism. And as I said, refer them back to Jonah's great book called Liberal Fascism. It's a tremendous read. And if you as a conservative haven't read it, please do. It's a must. Now, on a lighter note, how do you know if a liberal is lying to you? That's right. Those of you who answered correctly, their lips are moving. You may take a moment to pour yourself a good Kentucky bourbon or a scotch because you deserve it. The rest of you, go downstairs, snap the antenna off of your neighbor's Prius and flog yourself with it. You should be punished. And once again, I'd like to remind you that tonight's show is brought to you by Rhino Tracker, RINOTRACKER.US. If you don't use Rhino Tracker, well, frankly, you're just not conservative and you're not shit. Moving on, go out and start a rumor. Not only is it a lot of fun, but you can do it anonymously. Post it on your blog, post it on someone else's blog. Don't use your name. Use the name of someone you work with. Use the name of some liberal that you'd like to see blamed for it. Use another name. Who cares? Use Pat Groing, Pete Moss. Use a made-up name. It doesn't matter. Have fun with it. Use the Vigorous Lover, wide receiver drafted in the third round in the NFL. Use Marshall Law, who plays middle linebacker for the Vikings. Make something up, for crying out loud. Use this example from 365 Ways to Drive a Liberal Crazy by Dr. Dellingpole. And it says, Ingrid Newkirk, founder of the animal rights extremist group PETA, wasn't just blowing off empty rhetoric when she said, quote, when it comes to feelings, a rat is a dog, is a pig, is a boy, close quotes. Her eco-friendly home is powered entirely by her family of adopted pygmy children, whom she rescued from war-torn Congo. In return for her generous hospitality, each child spends no more than 5 hours a day in her basement, fun running on a giant hamster-style wheel that powers her turbine generator. It used to be 8 hours a day, but she found that on a compulsory vegetarian diet, the kids tended to flake out from exhaustion. As you can see, these types of rumors can be quite fun. If you're old enough to remember, just think back to Hunter S. Thompson and how he, when he was writing during the Edwin Muskie 1972 presidential campaign, he started rumors about Senator Muskie in Rolling Stone. And he would say in his articles from the campaign trail covering McGovern that it's rumored that Muskie is in the depths of an Ibogaine addiction. When he added these articles to his Rolling Stone bonanza while on the campaign trail covering the 72 primaries, they took root and began to get traction with the mainstream media. It caused Muskie to have to step out of the campaign because he took such a flogging. When Hunter S. Thompson was asked about it by Robert Frost on his talk show, Frost confronted him, saying, as near as I can tell from my investigation, you're the one that started these rumors. Hunter replied, well, each article did say, rumor has it, Senator Muskie is addicted to Ibogaine. I just didn't say I was the one who started the rumor. Go ahead. Start the rumors. Have some fun. Join a liberal reading group. You can find them on Craigslist. You can find them at your local Barnes & Noble brick-and-mortar bookstore or any mom-and-pop bookstore in your neighborhood. Join one, and when it's your turn to suggest a book, I propose you start with your first book choice as being The Bell Curve by Richard J. Herrnstein and Charles Murray. You will melt the minds of the liberals with you, and you will notice that when you come back for your first chapter review reading, that they will have blood leaking from their ears. Remember to quote the great G. Gordon Liddy quite often. A liberal is someone who feels a great debt to his fellow man, which debt he proposes to pay off with your money. Constantly around liberals you work with and live around, refer to liberal psychopathology, which implies that liberalism is a form of mental illness. And constantly when debating politics with liberals, quote their hero, Karl Marx. There is only one way to kill capitalism, by taxes, taxes, and more taxes. And quote the great free marketeer, Claude Frederick Bastiat, who said, each of us has a natural right from God to defend his person, his liberty, and his property. And as long as we're talking about language and quotes, remember, do not use the term MSN or mainstream media any longer. We talk about the OLM, or old left media, because, well, that's what they are. Now we're going to hit another reason why liberals, socialists, and Hitler are the same. Liberals tend to be the anti-smoking fanatics. Conservatives and libertarians, on the other hand, tend to believe, hey, smoke them if you got them. It's up to the business owner to decide whether they want it to be a non-smoking place or not. You say to the non-smoking fanatics, hey, I understand. You and Adolf Hitler both hate smoking. He called it the wrath of the white man against the red man, vengeance for having been given hard liquor. The Nazis were among the first to ban smoking in public places, including trams, buses, and trains, and on all Nazi party premises, just like modern-day California. So just remember, you have nuclear bombs and daisy cutters in your pocket to whip out and drop at any time. And here's another daisy cutter. Remind your liberal friends who want you to pay more taxes, your liberal friends who allege that they're charitable and kind and out for the greater good of society. Remind them of the statistic that if liberals donated as much blood as conservatives, America's blood supply would increase by 45%. Conservatives literally are the lifeblood of America, while liberals are the main drain. You don't always see liberals at work, but I've been places where you see visualized world peace stickers all over cars in the parking lot, and I'm the guy who has covered them up with the visualized world peace stickers and then waited to see how many months went by before someone noticed. We're going to come back for more of these shows before the election because, let's face it, there's much more to talk about. Many, many more daisy cutter bombs to unleash and many more liberal fanaticisms to talk about. But before we run out of time tonight, I'm going to leave you with one last wit and witticism to share since no liberals bothered to call in. When you're around the water cooler at work and a liberal happens to be there, ask them this question. What's the difference between a liberal and a puppy? A puppy stops whining after it grows up. And for those of you who knew the answer to that question, God bless you and God bless America. Thank you for joining me as we take back America. I need your help. I want you to follow myself on Twitter at JenGSPatton and help me get verified, because Twitter's got some silly rules about being verified. And, well, frankly, I'm not quite there yet, and they certainly think that I should be. And for those of you, I see that there's a question here in the chat room. Why are young people liking Sanders so much, and how can we help them? We need to go straight to Sanders' articles and words and point them to them. My son, who was raised a conservative, has fallen into the Sanders trap of free stuff for everyone. And I have been sending him Sanders articles with the budgetary consequences and explaining to him, he's the one who's going to have to pay for this, because I'm going to be dead and gone. And it's him and his children that will be paying for this. And Bernie wants to tax all people, not just the rich, at 90%. And that if you taxed everyone at 90%, and if you look at Mark Levin's book that he just put out, and you took 90% of everyone's income and 90% of all the wealth, still couldn't pay for all of the debt, all of the unfunded liabilities, and you couldn't pay for the things that Sanders and Hillary Clinton both want to do. And there are plenty of audio quotes of Hillary saying, we're going to have to take things away from you to give them to other people. Share them with young people. Point out to them the ridiculousness of them being on their iPhones, their Android phones, their iPads, and how they're going to go away, because we're the country that's going to become a third world country as we redistribute wealth throughout the world, because these people are not talking about redistributing wealth in America. They're talking about redistributing wealth globally, about making wealth equal amongst those who are making $600 a year compared to those of us in this country that are living comfortably. And they're in for a rude awakening because they don't think that's what this is about. And their world is going to get turned upside down. And we have almost $500 trillion in debt and unfunded liabilities. In Sunday's show, I'm going to talk strictly about that. I'm going to leave the fun and games aside, and we're going to talk numbers. And we're going to talk about it in a very painful and excruciating manner. But we're going to do it general style because I can't help myself. I'm a psychotic. I can't do it straight. I can't keep my mouth shut. I am very sarcastic, and we are going to have some fun with the numbers, but we are definitely going to talk numbers. So thank you folks for listening tonight. It's a damn shame there weren't any liberals that had the courage to call in, because I love playing with these people. I was hoping that there'd be some Sanders people that would call in, and they really disappointed me. But maybe it's because they realized that they were going to end up being like the one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest, and they were going to end up with nothing to stand on. Have a good night. Thank you all. Good night. God bless. And let's make America great again, whether we do it in the elections or we end up watering the tree of liberty. What must be done must be done. And those of us who know it and understand it are the ones who are going to be left to do it.
Sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. but my hands was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery.